Joining us now on the line is our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Harrow. It's our golf, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, but a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Joining us, as he always does, is the sports professor Rick Harrow. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and you can hear him every single Sunday right here with us. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Remember Danny Almonte? Either of you guys remember him?
I remember him. He was the kid that was like 27 years old saying he was 14 to play in the Little League World Series, right?
Great setup. Do you think I can enter that 18 and under tournament? What do you think? I don't know if it's going to matter because I think they play pretty well.
You might not pass for an 18-year-old.
How about a 48-year-old? But that's another matter.
I don't know if you could pass for that either, Rick.
Rooney, you know what? I was going to give you kudos for a wonderful tournament. I'll do that.
Go ahead, you can.
No. Despite the fact that your one-liners are they usually fall flat and your attempts are even
worse.
Russ
laughs at him.
Hey, yeah. I laugh at him.
He feels like he has to.
Russ has to, and I don't.
I'm contractually obligated as Pat's co-host here on the golf show.
So I walk up to Pat at the tournament, and Russ, you were there too, and I asked him, how much it cost him to buy all these friends, because it was an incredible event, and I'm sure it was a lot of money. And do you publicly divulge seriously how much you raise for charity, or is it just a lot?
No, it's really not that much. It's funny. The purpose of the tournament is more of a fun, it's just, gathering, sort of like you're saying, of friends, acquaintances, a lot of our vendors that help out at the track or the pub. And, it was originally meant to be kind of a competition between Irish pubs in the area. Mm. And we got away from that and it got
You've
a lot
monopolized
bigger.
The Irish pubs in the
right,
area.
Exactly.
Well, it just sort of became much more of a charity thing than it was originally. The original intent was just to get the pubs together. We'd have some kind of a lame trophy, and whoever the winning foursome from the pub, whatever pub won, they'd get the trophy. And then if we could raise some money, it would go to charity. So the original intent was not a big charitable endeavor, but it's sort of become that. But at the same time, I like to try and keep the prices, if you're going to be a foursome or just an individual or even as a sponsor, it's
right.
Not ridiculously high.
Absolutely.
Because I want to encourage people to play in it, number one. And then the other thing is I like giving people access to PGA, especially the champ, that they might not get a chance to play that. And you can play it relatively cheaply.
Well, it's a great thing because it's grown very much over the years. Of course, it was the seventh annual Rooney's Golf Foundation tournament, and it happened this past Thursday at PGA National Resort and Spa. And it's grown over the years because I played in four of them now. The first one I played in was the fourth annual a couple years ago in 2005, and or 3 years ago, I guess. And at that point, it was only two courses. I remember it was two courses at that point, so now it's grown to three courses. It was held this past Thursday on the Champ. A best ball tournament was held on the Champ, and then a scramble tournament was held on both the Hague and Palmer. And first, let me say this, Rick and Pat, nice job with the weather, because
I think
perhaps it was the most gorgeous day of the entire 2008 year to up until now, the entire 10 months. Perhaps it was the most beautiful day of the year. It was just phenomenal.
Well, and of course, it set up these little mini thunderstorm tsunamis we've been having the last couple of days here that kind of blow everybody up. So the weather was wonderful, and it is a testament to the the Rooney name and Bill Dunn, your buddy organizer, and others who put that together with your help, that there are a lot of events that are cutting back all over the country, as you know, because of the economy. And maybe it because it was Thursday was a particularly slow day, or you had a lot of vendors who made commitments to you. But and I'm serious, it was a wonderful event. Everybody did turn out. And it was I didn't know you had that many friends.
Well, there were some highbrow people as well, Pat. Some big names in the South Florida world. Gary Carter was there. Liesl Ells, the wife of Ernie Ells, of course, the reigning Honda Classic champion. She was also there, of course. The Palm Beach County Autism Project is a big part of this tournament. And your brother Tom Rooney was there as well, the politician. So it was.
Was he running for something?
It was definitely an event.
He's
to
running
be,
for dog catcher.
It was
Tom,
an event to be seen and be seen. No doubt about it, Pat.
Now, Rick, you didn't come to the after party. Where were you?
No, I had a speech to give, actually, in Fort Lauderdale, and I maneuvered, so I just played.
That's the best part of it.
Well, of course it is, but the other thing I'm trying to figure out is, judging by my 4-over start in the first three holes, I wasn't. You're not holding a trophy.
Now,
for me.
I'm very shocked you were not in the running for the net, the individual net on the Champ. I was looking for that 62 out of you net, But obviously the bad start precluded.
Yeah, no. That I had other things on my mind.
Now,
that's
Rick,
okay.
Rick, did you hear that I had my first ever hole-in-one?
No.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
All right, in a kind of sort of way. Here's the story.
Russell, take it any way you can get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, wait, I got to hear this. I got to hear this one.
Here's the story, all right? We're playing on the champ as well, like you were, Rick. So that format was best ball, so everyone was playing their own ball. Now, fortunately for us, we started on the front nine on number four, because if you're playing the champ, you want to start on the front versus the back, because
absolutely,
you got to get warmed up. And if you start on the back in the teeth of the monster, you know, 10 and 11 or 12 are bad enough, but if you start in the teeth of the bear trap, that's even worse.
How about kind of like 16 where I started?
Yeah,
right,
oh,
exactly.
That's rough. That's
right.
Rough right
thank
there
you.
In the teeth of the bear trap. So we had a good 11 holes to get warmed up before we made our way to the bear trap, and we were playing well. And I played with the Honda Classic folks, Ed McEnroe, tournament director, and Joni Connors, director of sales, and Chris Kelly as well, who's a very big sponsor of the tournament. We had a great day. Make our way to the bear trap, and we're feeling pretty good. We're playing pretty well. So the first hole of the bear trap, as you know, is the 170-yard. It was playing about 170 from the blue tees, which is our tees we played from, 170-yard par 3, number 15. And as you know, there's water on the right, and you can bail out on the left, but you're going to be either in sand or up a very large mound hill. So we step up to the tee, and it was 170 to the flag, and the flag was on the right side of the green, about middle of the green on the right side, probably, I would say, 3 or 4 paces from the right edge. So it was out there quite a bit on the right. Playing 170, but it was into the wind. So I take a 5-iron, thinking it's probably playing about a buck 80, buck 85. And I aimed at the flag, and as I do, I tend to hook the ball left.
Yeah, you do.
And when I hit it well, it draws, but when I hit it poorly, it hooks. So I figured aim it at the flag, and I'll likely, you know, pull it left, and if I pull it left a little bit, at least I'm on the left side of the green. If I pull it left a lot, you know, I'm either in the hill or in the sand. Aim at the flag. I put a really good swing on it. Ball goes right at the pin. I mean, it was tracking at the pin. It was dead in line with the pin. It bounces about 10 feet short, takes a couple of hops, and rolls up to about 6 feet. It didn't go in.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, so... All right, now you're going to tie this back to your first ever hole-in-one.
Right, but it's still my first ever hole-in-one. Well, here's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
As Paul Harvey likes to say. Best ball format on the champ means that we were getting strokes on the holes. And me as a 16 handicap means I was getting 16 strokes on the 16 toughest holes. Luckily for me, par 3, 15th hole, it was the 16th toughest hole. So it was the last hole of the day that I was getting a stroke on. I make the 7-foot birdie putt.
All right.
For a gross score of 2, a gross score of birdie 2, and a net score of 1.
Great gross score. Did you, Rooney, how far did you, did he tell the story with this amount of embellishment too?
Yes,
before?
He did. And I think that was one of the holes that we had a car on, so we gave him 4 tires.
You mean the little tires, right?
Yeah,
not the, clearly not right. The big
thanks
tires.
Thanks to Tire Kingdom for that. Actually, I have to credit Pat with the very, very witty line of your first ever hole in one, because I was giddy when I got to Rooney's and I had to find Pat. You know, I'm like a little kid, you know.
Sure.
Gotta find Pat. Tell him about my birdie at 15. And I tell him about my birdie. I said it was a gross 2, net 1, and Pat, without missing a beat, says, well, Russ, your first ever hole-in-one.
Well, congratulations on that, by the way. And frankly, if I see that card and you have a 1 on it with no explanation, we have some real trouble. Real trouble.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Only the lawyers get holes-in-ones, like Pat and Rick. I'm still waiting for my first, but at least I got the quote-unquote kind of hole-in-one. Rick, as always, thank you, buddy.
Great, and we'll talk about the economy next week. It was a great tournament, Pat, seriously, and you should be proud.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate
cool.
you coming.
Okay.
There he is, Rick Haro, joining us as he does each and every week.